Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Pretty good, huh? It's all right. Some of the cool things that I can do. A little air guitar action. Not a big deal. We don't have Mike Brohard. He is he's too busy right now. I don't know. We can't get a hold of him. I haven't had a chance to catch my breath because it's been a three-guest Tuesday. Love that. Three-guest Tuesday. We thought it was going to be four. We'll give Mike a hard time at some point, I'm sure. But I haven't even got a chance to talk about Aaron Rodgers' big thing. He put out on Instagram... Where is it? Do I need to read it? You guys have read it, right? Do we need to go through it? It's just a heartfelt thing where he's talking about how the people that he should thank and all that. And, you know, he's got pictures posted and stuff of his team, of his teammates and all the people that helped him. And like he posted a lot of these pictures that people are like, is he getting sentimental here? Is he about ready to be done? What's it look like? I mean, again, I have it in front of me. He's just a giant thank you list. Well, then he gets on his weekly show at 11 o'clock, which, again, people do your research. He's on weekly anyway. Everyone's like, oh, he's going to be on the Pat McAfee show at 11 o'clock. Big announcement coming up. And I'm just thinking, dude, they do the Aaron Rodgers segment every Tuesday. So does that necessarily mean that they're going to that he's going to make the big announcement? No, and he didn't. He actually did not make the big announcement. So who knows when that's going to happen? I still don't think it's going to happen, but I've been wrong once before, I think. Although Mike Brohard might disagree. Mike Brohard of CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, good to catch up with you.
You were wrong because you liked The Rock on the Super Bowl.
You're still there. You're never going to let me live that one down, man.
Well, if you're only saying you were wrong once, but it was twice, I have to point out the second.
Well, apparently I'm wrong for asking this question, Mike. Our poll question today, and Rams fans are lighting me up today. I just asked, are your expectations to go to a bowl game next football season? And Rams fans are like, obviously, yes, Brady, we are winning six wins. I didn't think it was that crazy of a question to ask today.
No, I mean, that's a legitimate question. I mean, you got a new coaching staff coming in. There's obviously a ton of excitement. And I think what the fan base is so fired up about is after watching 2 years of that offense, you now got a guy that's going to come in. He's aggressive. He's going to throw the ball all over the place. And people like that. And our fan base likes that because that's what they got used to seeing with, you know, Rashard Higgins and Garrett Grayson. And then you had Nick Stevens and whoever he was throwing to, be it Preston Williams or Michael Gallup. You had all those things going on for you, you know, so that's what they like to see. We were wide receiver U for a while when you look at the progression of wide receivers that came through, and I think they see that coming back. You see 30 points a game on the board, and so, yeah, they're excited.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's certainly hype. Everybody you talk to is certainly excited. I don't think I've talked to one Rams fan that's like, I don't think this is going to work out. I mean, everybody is so enthusiastic about Jay Norvell and this coaching staff. Mike, tell us a little bit about the walk-on tryouts. Is that next Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning? Got to be CSU. Got to be going to CSU. Is this a common thing in college football?
You know, it's more common than you think. I think if you go back and if you remember, when Jim McElwain came in here, they were like woefully short of offensive linemen. And the way that he liked to practice, he liked to basically go four set. So he wanted 20 offensive linemen in camp. So you had five. You know, they would just run a series of plays, one behind the other. The groups would take turns. So, yeah, there are certain positions where they feel like they're kind of short staffed. You know, like where there isn't roster balance. And so they want to get up to that. And so, yeah, I mean, it's pretty common. Now, are these guys going to be people that hang around forever and ever? It's, you know, probably less than 50-50. I mean, I know McElwain found a couple of guys that he kept around for a while because he thought they had some talent. But, yeah, I mean, they want to get through spring practice without, you know, wearing down who they've got on roster. And then if you get lucky, you find a couple guys that can fill in some spots.
I think it sounds like fun. Now, is this open to the public at all, or is this a closed tryout?
No, I haven't delved into it that closely about what they're doing. I mean, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I doubt people are clamoring to grab their, bring your breakfast bagel and their coffee to watch just guys, random guys on campus show up to try to earn a spot. But I would doubt it's open to the public, to be honest with you, just from the nature of it. But I really don't know. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. They're going to run them through some drills. Strength and conditioning staff will be out there. You got to check and make sure that even if a guy looks the part, can he actually make it through a practice? Is he physically fit enough to make it through a practice? Does he have the body type to actually, be what they need him to be? So,
well, maybe you could pull some strings for me, Mike. I personally would get up that early. I would love to come out and check it out. I think it'd be a blast.
What position do you want to try for?
Oh my gosh. What's the one? Maybe a punter. I know I have some big shoes to fill, but I don't know that I'd get hurt as easily as the rest of the positions.
Probably, yeah. That's probably a good. You'll take less shots for that.
I mean, again, I don't know that I would come close to Stonehouse, but I just want to try one or two punts, man. That's it. Just give me a shot.
You got to remember what most people I don't think realize is Stonehouse was actually one of the better athletes on the team. Stonehouse and strength and conditioning actually worked with the elite group in the weight room.
Is that something? It does seem like you're seeing more and more punters and kickers kind of jacked too, even at the college level. I wonder if that's something where they're like, we're tired of getting a bad rap. We're athletes too. We're not just punters, so they want to show it off a little more.
If you think about it though, what we've noticed is like when you go back and you think of our all-time great athletes and then the current day athletes, the one big noticeable difference we all see is they're bigger, stronger, faster than they ever were before. You got some outliers. I think Mickey Mantle was a genetic, kind of freak back in his day, back in the 60s. But you have guys like that. That's more common. You see that body type here and there. And it's because of the weight room. And the weight room makes you better in so many different things. And conditioning makes you so better in so many different things. You're not going to get a picture of Lynn Dawson sucking down a Fresca and throwing down a cigarette in the locker room at halftime in the Super Bowl anymore, the better, the bigger and the stronger you are, the more quick twitch you have, things like that. It's no longer just a natural, relying on natural ability in some of these positions like it was. It's, can you strike the ball? Can you make that ball sound coming off your foot like a Hayden Hunt and a Ryan Stonehouse did? There's some strength to that. And it's leg lift, and it's all these good things. So, yeah, I think you've got athletes that are, even in those positions where, you feel like they're the outliers on the football team, they're working to become the best that they can be because they can make a difference.
We're talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. Big game tomorrow, absolutely huge. Colorado State, Wyoming going at it. I'm pretty pumped. I think I told you this. I got my tickets. I had to do it on air last week because I kept seeing all the tweets that were like, tickets are getting sold out. We wanted to get my father-in-law to a game. And because he went to both Colorado State and Wyoming, he'll be wearing white. Don't worry, Mike. But we clicked purchase, refreshed again, sold out. So I think people are pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, people are excited about this one. And the last game up in Laramie was a great game. This is a very important game for both teams right now as you're coming down the stretch. There's three games left in the tournament. And it's not just where you want to finish in the standings. It's how you want to finish out the regular season and go into the tournament. You want to be on an upswing. And when you get a rivalry game, this is a great way to kick off those final three games. You got two of them at home, and they're two tough games. These last three games are all tough games for them. You come out of here winning three, you got to feel great going into the bottom of this tournament.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, where are we with this team right now, Mike? Obviously, UNLV, that's a team that just has the Rams' number. Losing to them 72-51, that's one of those you got to chalk up as just that's just one of those terrible nights. But that being said, what does it look like as far as for Rams fans to feel comfortable about March Madness here? Do you still need to finish the season at like 2-1 here these last three games, or what are your thoughts there?
I guess I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at it more in how are they playing, because you can play really well this day in college basketball and lose a game. And even though you don't want to lose a game, you can still feel good about what you did. And these are the type of games where you can still play really, really well and still lose. I mean, I think that's the way you would look at it at the Wyoming game. Wyoming made a couple more plays up in there than CSU did, and that's why the outcome was what it was. Same thing can happen here, but I don't think even if Wyoming would have lost that game, they would have said, oh, God, we played terrible. No, it was a great college basketball game, and somebody has to lose it. That's the way you do it every night. You just don't do ties. So thank God for that, too. But anyhow, I mean, you sit there and look at it. Yeah, I don't know if you look at it as a coach and go, if we're 2-1, I'm going to feel good about that. No, you just want to be playing really well heading into the tournament, but you definitely don't want to be an 0-3 or 1-2 coming out of it. But, I mean, these are three games the Rams can win, but they're also going to be challenged in each and every one of them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This Mountain West Conference obviously is so entertaining, Mike. Tonight's a big one in the conference. You have Boise State and San Diego State going at it. So obviously Rams fans, Wyoming fans, they're going to be paying close attention to this one tonight.
Yeah, a lot of teams are and a lot of people are because you sit there and you look at it, the three teams that we're going to play, they're all in the conversation for the NCAA tournament. And most people seem to believe that three teams from the Mountain West are pretty much sure to get in, and that would be us in Wyoming and Boise State. And then you're looking at Utah State and San Diego State as teams that have to play their way in. So we've got two of those teams. You know, we've got Utah State. They're really looking like they've got to play really well down the stretch, and they've got to play well in the tournament. And so everybody's kind of on hyper-intensive behavior right now because you really want to play well, and you have to be at your best right now because – if you're on the bubble or if you're even still a 12 or 13 seed-looking kind of team, you want to play your best because people are watching.
No doubt about it. It's heating up, man. These last few games for every team, so much riding on each and every game. That's what you love. That's what you love as a fan. Mike, what are you working on for us that we can check out well before the game tomorrow night?
Right now, I'm working on stuff we've got the Mountain West Indoor Track and Field Championship. So I'm working on a feature on Lexi Keller, who just broke the pentathlon school record here, and kind of what the process it is a multi, keyword being patience, throughout a year and even throughout a career. And then I'm finally got to sit down and talk to Jane Orwell yesterday about Jordan Simmons. So I'll have a story out this week about, you know, what Jordan Simmons is like as a strength and conditioning coach and why he's so important and why he was such an important hire for Jet.
I love those pieces, too. They really give us that inner glance there of Colorado State and the inner workings. Mike, appreciate you as always, and we'll catch up. I'll probably see you tomorrow at some point. I'll wave.
I will be there, so, you know, and tell it's your father-in-law, right?
Yep, yes, sir.
He needs to cheer for the right team or we will not be invited. We might not invite you back.
All right, pressure, and that would also hurt my tryout chances next Friday too. So I will certainly be sitting down and giving him the talk.
Yeah, probably will. So, if you want that button job, you're gonna have to work for it.
All right, my friend, appreciate you as always, and I'm excited for this game tomorrow night.
Should be. All right, you take care. Get some rest. You're going to need it.
All right, my friend. That's Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I think I have to be a CSU student. But Mike can pull some strings. He might talk to Jay Norvell for me and be like, hey, I got a guy. I got a guy that thinks he can do something here. Who knows? Crazy. I'd be curious to, like, is there any – if Rams fans, if you know anybody that's going to CSU right now and that's going to participate in this tryout, I would love to talk to him. I want to go. I will get up that early and go watch it. I think it'd be a blast. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.